Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah, in the name of Allah, I greet you all with assalamu alaikum, and which is peace and security be upon you, and salam, peace to everyone. Krista, are you with me tonight?
I'm here.
Hello? Okay, alhamdulillah. We want to just give praise to Allah, God, first and foremost tonight. Tonight's topic is going to be a serious topic concerning the returning of our citizens who are incarcerated, you know, and the events that have taken place over the weekend of the Juneteenth supposed holiday weekend, and the schemes of plot that have taken place while we were jubileeing and believing things to be of, growth and elevation. Well, you know, what better way to blind the people than to give them a party? You know? So, alhamdulillah, we got a few guests tonight. I'm hoping that they'll all be able to join us. We're supposed to have the Pilgrims, Rick Pilgrim and Tamara Pilgrim of Isaac Ingredients and Tomorrow's Change, who were initially going to talk to us about love, black love and business. But due to the circumstances of this urgent that we believe urgent situation that has arisen in our community and in our society here in the state of Virginia. We have decided to, you know, engage the topic at hand and the issues at hand. So do we have our guests here tonight with us? Jay Sean, anyone that comes on, we're asking, please, if we hit you in to ask a question or give a comment, but we primarily want the guests to entertain answering the questions and presenting their argument and their issues about the events that have taken place lately. Sister Krista, do you want to say anything to the people?
Yes, it's just an unfortunate situation when it's like the rug being snatched from under you.
Yeah.
When you've done everything, all you could to stand and all you do to stay balanced in life and the things that you set out to do for yourself, and then someone comes and pulls the rug from underneath your feet. It's like, I can't begin to imagine what the men are going and women are going through. And
right.
I just want to, a lot of people don't understand what we're talking about at this point, but, you know, we have a House bill that was brought on, House Bill 5148. And I have Hassan Shabazz right now calling in, so let me just add him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're adding in one of the guest speakers, Hassan Shabazz. And he should be calling in.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, so I have Hassan Shabazz on the line. He's calling in.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, walaikum salam, my brother. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well, brother. I'm doing well, man. All praises forever. I'm doing well.
I know that you're calling in from the facility. I don't necessarily want to give up. Is this on? I don't want to give up where you are. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want you to receive any, you know, type of, reprisal for being on live. So we won't mention the institution, but you are calling from a correctional center within the state of Virginia, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I am, bro.
Okay.
I am calling from a correctional facility here.
So do you mind sharing with us,
sure,
like, what are some of the with the current events? What can you enlighten the people as to what has maybe happened over the weekend to impact, you know, your situation and many people like yourself who are incarcerated?
Yeah, sure. Most assuredly. First and foremost, you know, I want to most definitely say peace and solidarity to all of the Unified family, for all of those who are listening and tuning in to this particular podcast at this time. First and foremost, just to let everybody know who I am, if you don't know me, my name is Hassan Rashan Shabazz, and I'm one of the co-founders of the Virginia Prison Justice Network. And specifically, over the past 5 years, along with many other organizations, and many of us have worked together along the lines of striving to do something in the way of some type of progressive criminal justice reform toward any mass incarceration here in Virginia. And recently, as we know, everybody was expecting the passing of the House Bill 5148, which allowed for individuals to acquire more good time based upon their behavior within the institutions. And in addition to that, also whatever charges that they may have had. So at this particular time, they was trying to do this for all nonviolent charges. Recently, after the amendment had been passed, after all of the legislation had been passed, people had been waiting for at least 2 years on this legislation.
Right.
And now we get down to the last 2 weeks of this legislation, and the governor came in with amendments to the budget Now, the budget session always comes in at the beginning of June. Okay? So what happens is, so a lot of people out there know the process, is that when bills are passed, the governor has the right to amend those bills. He put in 38 amendments. He put in 38 amendments to the bills or the legislation that had already been passed by the General Assembly during the budget session.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
When he put those amendments in, it's always a trade-off that's going on within the legislature for certain bills.
Right.
Robert Bell, who is a senator, was actually trying to kill 5148, which is the good time bill. He was trying to kill that bill three times before. The Senate shot that down all three times.
Now, let me ask you, brother, not to cut you with him, but is this individual a Republican, a Democrat? What side of the party is he?
Rob Bell is Republican. Rob Bell is Republican.
Okay.
So just so everybody knows. And he has always been against the good time bill. He's always voted against it. He's always presented legislation to try to stop it. And he didn't want it, not for just nonviolent offenders. He wanted to kill it for anybody. Nonviolent, violent, mixed charges, what have you. Okay, so, all right, fast forward to 2 days ago, right? 2 days ago, the governor presented the amendment for 5148 to eliminate anybody who had mixed charges. And what mixed charges means is that you may have, let's say, an aggravated assault, that you can't get good time for. And then you may have a distribution charge, which you could get good time for. Initially, they notified at least 1,000 guys who had missed charges that they were going to be able to get that good time. And then they had to get their home plan straight, notify their families, their children, their jobs, and everything.
Yes.
Right? This took place over the time period of the past 3 months. Now, at the very end of this tenure, where we are 2 weeks before the bill going into effect, the amendment was passed by a bipartisan effort. I want you to hear this clearly. The same individuals who were Democrats in the Senate had to switch over in order for this to pass.
So
what that means is that some of the Democrats traded off somewhere down the line something that they wanted out of the budget, that they had to give up the good time bill so that they can get something else. Right? This is the politics that's being played right now. And so, unfortunately, because we have not been prepared, it caught us by surprise. And this is something that we cannot tolerate any further. We have to be more educated on the process and then know what can be done and what can't be done. Right? But in this particular situation, right, there had to be a trade-off done. And from what I hear, that I think it has something to do with the bail, the actual bail bill. And that particular bail bill, the governor didn't get that. But he did get the nullification of the good time. And so there was a trade-off that went on there. And I would have much preferred all of these brothers and their families, and brothers and sisters, I might add, and their families be able to go through with exactly what they thought was going to happen, which was their release expediently from prison. I want to say this specifically because, you know, we really have to recognize what's going on here, right? This is being done to us right at the time of Juneteenth, and for those who celebrate Father's Day, I want to give all the fathers out there a shout out, man, because a lot of y'all brothers was looking forward to going home to your children, right? And this is really, really sad, man. And then also today being Juneteenth, which commemorates the last slaves being notified that slavery had been abolished in Galveston, Texas, right?
That's
it's a celebration
that's, right.
that's been going on in Texas since the 1800s. And now, and so...
Over 90,000. Over 90,000 in actuality.
That's right, brother. That's right, brother. That's right. And so now we're at a place right now where if you didn't know it or not, that when we talk about slavery being abolished, one of the memorials to slavery, which is mass incarceration that we see every day, is alive and well here in Virginia, and they want to let you know that not only do they want to nullify this bill for the violent offenders, next year, if they can win the election in November, and they can get a tidal wave of red, they're going to also kill this bill next session. So this is something else that we had to be prepared for, that they're going to be looking to throw this bill out along with many other prison reform bills. Because you got to remember, for 26 years, Virginia was one of the leaders in truth and sentencing as it pertains
right.
to government funding due to their
That's
incarceration
right.
and mass incarceration of black and brown bodies in this state.
Let me just say that bill was brought in by the Clintons, and it was supported by your now President Biden and many others in the Democratic Party. So I just want everybody to understand it. You know, go ahead, brother.
That's right, brother. That's right. What we're fighting against right now is rooted in the Biden legacy as a delegate and senator within Congress,
That's
right?
right?
And also
That's
Bill
right.
Clinton's legacy as a president. Because if you
That's
want,
right.
if anybody wants to understand a little bit more about that, with dealing with truth and sentencing, and dealing with and not only truth and sentencing, but also dealing with the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, which was also
That's
something
right.
that Bill Clinton signed into legislation, which eliminated
yes, sir.
Our ability to be able to file a habeas corpus to 1 year. To 1 year.
That's right.
But I'm not going to go off key for what we're talking about today. If you want more information on that, I want everybody to go to the Virginia Prison Justice Network Facebook page, or either go to the vapjn.wordpress.com website. We'll be posting some information dealing with truth and sentencing there.
You have to cut your wisdom, brother. Brother
yes,
Sebastian,
sir.
But we're gonna reiterate that information before we end this broadcast, okay? And I also want you to Sister Krista to make sure that you forward that information. We're gonna also post that on Community of United Focus as well as Freedom Over Everything. And, you know what I'm saying, we'll post that information. So we'll come back to that again also. So go ahead, brother.
Well,
he only has three
minutes left. So if he has any closing remarks, he can say them now because he only has 3 minutes.
Okay. This is what I want to really say. I want to say this. I want everybody to realize this, right? Right now it's a time for a public outcry. Right, the families of those prisoners who have been affected need to have their voices heard by this government.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is
mm-hmm.
wrong. It is neo-slavery. We really need
mm-hmm.
to fight against this now more than ever because you know the rug is being pulled right from up under us. And the thing is if we don't do anything, then nothing is going to come about it. So we have
That's
to
right.
use this as a fuel to galvanize and put our feet to the ground on a grassroots level and start being present. Start having your families
right.
reach out to their representatives. Also, the prisoners, you have to start to be active in civic engagement. You have to start writing your legislature, your delegate, your senator. Tell them how outraged you are. Even if this bill don't affect you, tell them how outraged you are that it's affecting your comrades. Like, do not allow
Come
this
on, brother.
To go unchallenged. Don't allow this
that's
to
right.
go unchallenged, you know, because we
Thank
are
you.
One. Whether we like it or not, that's how they're going to treat us. So we have to make sure that we do our part, every last one of us, man. If we do not do our part, right, then things will fall apart and we won't be able to put them back together again. So it's necessary for us to realize, man, that we all in this together. And I want to say this lastly, man. Only 100% dissatisfaction brings about 100% change. We have to be totally dissatisfied with our situation. And then we have to channel that dissatisfaction in the right direction. So, Freedom Over Everything, Senior Prison Justice Network, RIHD, Criminal Injustice Reform Network, it's so many of us out there. Brothers need to be reaching out, finding out what is it they can do. How can they lend a hand? How can they get involved? Because we need everybody on deck, all hands on deck. You know, all hands on deck. You know, and that's really what I have to say about it, you know.
I deeply appreciate, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide you and increase you with success and give you benefit and amp you with the knowledge to be able to succeed and proceed with effectively bringing about change. I mean, thank you for joining us tonight. Do we have any other guests back on with us?
Yes.
Do we have any?
Nadia should be calling in soon.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure. And any time that we can do this, let's do it again. But let's keep it going.
Definitely.
Let's not stop here.
Yeah, that's
most
right. Well, I can tell you this, Community United Focus Cubs and Freedom Over Everything, bro, we ain't no stopping this boat. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep the fuel.
Right on.
We're going to keep the tank full, and we're going to keep the foot down on the metal. And the pedal, you know, we push it.
Right on.
So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
I don't know whether you know my story, but I just, you know, I served 25 years. I just, you know, did my tour of 25 years. And I just been home now myself a year and 6 months, going on a year and 7 months right now. So
praise due to Allah, man.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
But let me just, you know, trust me when I tell you that I not only identify, but I've lived and walked the letdowns, the disappointments, the deceitful behaviors and conduct and characteristics of these people and how they behave and how they continuously, not only to affect me as I was incarcerated, but also to negatively affect and emotionally and psychologically affect my family through these type of procedures that they would do. You know what I mean? And these, so there has to be, we have to stand out, as I have told my counterpart, my partner, Krista and sister Natasha, yesterday.
Right, yeah.
And you know, I'm keeping it 100 with you. Like, I'm tired. I'm tired of hearing the same stuff.
Right on, brother.
You know what I'm saying? And because I lived, ate, slept, was protected, you know, was provided for by these men whose society, you know, doesn't realize that these are potential leaders, potential entrepreneurs, potential professionals that are coming back out to society to make a betterment in society. See, and these misconceptions have to be construed and removed. I'm sorry. So that's the point of impact. You're proving that tonight by coming on and giving the message that you gave. Jason, do we have any callers? Anybody want to speak? Okay.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it.
Hello?
And assalamu alaikum to you, my brother.
And
I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Indeed, so.
No, I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you so much, brother.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, man. Anytime. Peace.
Anyone
thank
call
you for using
hello?
GTL.
As-salamu alaykum.
Hello?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu rahmatullah. Nadir
Abdul Salam. As-salamu alaykum, man.
Abdul Salam, okay. As-salamu alaykum, man.
Yeah. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to hear your voice, bro.
Man, it's been a long journey, ain't it? It's been a long journey.
Yes, it has.
I love the way the brother. First, let me introduce myself, man. My name is Nadir Abdul Salam, the president, CEO of Freedom Over Everything. I appreciate the opportunity to sit on this platform with you, bro. You know, you did this 25. I did them with you,
that's
bro.
That's right.
And you
that's
out
right.
there. Through the grace and will of Allah, alhamdulillah, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And now it's time for us to stand up, you know what I mean? Like the Muslims
that's right.
that he was bred to
right.
be, you know what I mean? And
that's
stand
right.
on the front line because we know and understand that the duties and responsibilities, you know what I'm saying, of a civilized man and the duty of responsibilities of a man in general, you know, to the community,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean? It's to fulfill
right.
our obligations, you know what I mean? And one of the
that's
obligations
right.
of filling that within the community, you know what I'm saying, is it's making sure that our women and our children and our community is intact according to what is correct, what is right.
That's right.
We live according to a
That's
law.
Right.
We live according to a laws and principles of America, rules that was established years and centuries and decades ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
now
That's
it's
right.
time to reap the benefits. We already know about the slave, bamboozle, hood wrench and all of that. We know what the prison industry is all about. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our young black
mm-hmm.
males have fell to the tragedy of the disfranchisement, you know what I'm saying? Disfranchisement of our people, starting from the youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They gave me life plus 20 years at 19 years old. And when I fell in 1995 with George Allen, was the governor at the time
That's
who,
right.
you know, as we know, Bill Clinton, you know, passed the Tough on Crime Act, and George Allen was the
That's
governor
right.
at the time, and they basically bamboo anybody who was sentenced after January 1st, 1995.
That's right.
And I fell in 1995. Right, and I was one
That's
of them. We both did this bid together.
Right.
I'm at 27 years,
right.
and you were 20, and you did 25. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
what I want to speak about is the solution. I'm going to speak about the solution.
Okay.
We can talk about the problem all day, every day. But the solution is this. One, for one, what we are doing in here, Freedom Over Everything, we have our own workshops that we're providing right here behind the walls. We have a class.
Okay.
We get certificates out. And basically what we do, you know, the workshop is called the Sous Shop. We call it the Sous Shop. And the Sous Shop is,
right.
is basically, you know, evolution. You know, it's an evolution, self-evolution workshop. And we teach communication,
okay.
education, and employability skills along with leadership skills. What we have to attack
yes,
right here now is the recidivism. You know what I'm saying? We know
right.
that a lot of brothers that's been locked up for a long period of time are not coming back. You know, some of the prime
yes.
examples, y'all brothers out there on the forefront, Boots on the ground. I appreciate y'all, brothers. Active, motivated. Y'all didn't have to go home to do that. Y'all didn't have
That's
to go
right.
home to do that, but y'all know the struggle behind the wall was real, and it's still real. You got brothers that's trapped behind these walls, that's suffering, kids, families dying, and these people ain't doing nothing for it. They ain't doing, you know, psychiatrists. They're not coming. After the pandemic, they shut this whole institution down, and they blocked off the pathway to any institutional help. So let alone that you lock us up with all of this time, let alone that you got us incarcerated and facing with so much harsh penalty and punishment, let alone you've been locked up for a long period of time, let alone you're not educating us, let alone you're not providing us, you know, with any type of rehabilitation. A lot of dudes is going out there right now, no reentry program, no setup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're walking outside of the gates after doing 20, 30 years, and they ain't got
right.
no help. The transition is supposed to be like this. You educate yourself, you rehabilitate yourself, and you slowly transition yourself back into society as a productive member of society. The only way to do that is to make proper preparations. You have to make
right.
the proper preparation. So if the administration, which is the ones who say, okay, well, we locked you up. A part of our job is to correct. This is what it says. It's a part
right.
of the correction. But once I correct myself, are you providing me the proper tools to correct myself? So we're finding
right.
it that we have to correct our own mistakes. We have to correct
right.
our own
right.
selves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Without
right.
getting the help from the power that be. Y'all out there are taxpayers. My mother, my father, your mother, your father, everybody is working out there, taxpaying citizens. That means that we got a right to address these grievances to the General Assembly, to the people to be. The governor, city councilman, the mayor, all of them that's involved. Everybody got to be held accountable, man. We talk about ability to raise a child. We talk about the gun violence and all this stuff that's going on in the street. Why is this happening? Because the brothers behind the walls are them same kids, fathers, grandfathers, big brothers, and all that. You got kids out there raising kids now. Then you talk about murder rats in the street. We're going to keep it a band. We're going to keep it a band. Let's keep it a band because I only know how to keep it real. I only speak one way. I speak to the streets. I speak to the streets, man. I speak to the places that the government don't want to go because you ain't reaching these people. And these are the same people that's behind the wall that's trapped right now. We trapped. We bleeding right now. We hurting. We suffering. You know, I just talked to 20 brothers in the pod, and all of them were set up to go home. Yesterday, they was called over to the office and told that that's dead. Some of them came back crying. SubhanAllah. So we talk about politics. Let me just say this one thing. If we talk about politics, it's not politics, it's politics. You know what I'm saying? Because they're tricking the politics up in order for it to work for them, not to work for us. We already know that the institutional, we know that this industry of prison, this is a second tool for them to create generational wealth for their own people. Who the ones are suffering? The African Americans, the young black brothers and sisters is getting incarcerated at a massive rate. We've been racially profiled. We've been dealt with preciously, and the sentence, and most of us that get sentenced to this time are sentenced based off basically our environment and where we came from. But how you going to punish individuals based off of their ignorance? You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to reverse that. Am I right or wrong, bro?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, a lot of the point that you brought out, let me just say, you know, first and foremost, I disagree on one thing. I believe it is the responsibility of every brother who comes from behind that situation to come back and be a benefit to those who he left behind. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's just my belief.
That's right.
Every man's
responsible. I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with
because
that.
Because I know that any man that has experienced that, he didn't do it on his own. He didn't do them 20, 30, 15, 10 years on his own. There was people
around him
and people who aided him and who guided him, who directed him. And some things he didn't even know was taking place. People was protecting. So every man has a debt to those men whom he left behind, in my opinion.
Alhamdulillah.
This is my opinion.
Alhamdulillah. You know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah. I agree with that. Alhamdulillah.
You know, and I am not one to, you know, I'm not here. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm doing what was embedded in me through the men that I did my time with, like, you know, my brothers, Ralph Walker, Hakeem, Abdul Hakeem, like my brothers, you know what I'm saying, my team, like my brothers, Knockout, from out in Norfolk, you know, like my brothers, you know, who did the bid with me, Alameen, you know, like all of these brothers, you know, who did this time with me. You know, brothers who are home now, like Shaquille Ali, you know, Saqib, you know what I'm saying, Daoud, Kennedy,
Azeem,
you know, all
Azeem,
these brothers, you know, Azeem Majid, who's home right now, you know, all these brothers who we all walked together and we all built together, you know what I'm saying? So it was embedded in me. It was embedded in me. It's my cloth. You understand? Because of the people I walk with. You know, we grew in this dedication. So I don't pat myself on the back. I salute every man that made me the man that I am today. And that also includes my family. And another thing I want to say is, you know, you made I hope everybody paid attention and removed the shield of the sensitivity that we had. When you spoke, you said that, first and foremost, you said that the brothers came back and some of them were even crying. Well, I want you to imagine every one of those brothers whose family was falsifiably told that their loved one was coming home, okay, and then turned around and smacked them in the face, face and said, no, that ain't happening. And just like that, there's no repel, no appeal, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? You telling me that you encourage me, you encourage my family members that they will be returning to us, and now you snatch it from up under us with no cause, no blame, no reason. No.
As a woman, you tell me that a man is returning to the home. As a woman, I'm going to prepare my household. I'm going to prepare my children's minds and hearts. I'm going to prepare my family financially. The loss that these people have from financially, spiritually, and mentally lost in preparation for this man or woman to return to the house. To say that my mother been locked up for 20-something years and now she's able to come home and now you got to tell the child that mother won't be coming home, the father won't be coming home.
Wow.
And they
That's amazing.
Supposed to be dropped. They get that put back on them. Before you add on,
Nadia, let me just check. Jay Sean, do we got anybody that may have called in, want to ask a question or give a comment?
Not at this time.
Okay, go ahead, brother Nadia.
Let me say this, man. Man, the idea that a person can't change. It's not a matter of conviction. And a notion of incarcerating a person to their past must change. The idea that a person is a product of the experience, the education is old. Because if a man's actions are a product of memory and education, then the will is not free. Behavior is learned, guided by the force of which a man is ignorant to. Man thinks himself free because they are conscious of their violations and desires, but are ignorant of the causes in which they are led to wish and desire. Time changes, people changes, and laws must change too. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Everybody counts. Right. Now, we're not talking about a particular people now. Now, we got Betsy and we got Ray, you know, and Johnny, you know, just affected by these same situations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
at first
it was Abdul, it was Miley, it was Shaquille Ali, you know, these type of individuals who with their complexion look just like me and yours. So we talk about bills and poly tricking and things of this nature. It ain't got nothing to do with, this bill. It got something to do with a favor for a favor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. God, he said a favor for a favor. This is what what America was established on. Favors for favors.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the constitutions and the laws and things of that nature and what was built, it wasn't established for the people. It was established for a favor for a favor. Amongst people, but amongst the people who had the privilege to sit at the table to have them favors. And it wasn't us. You know what I'm saying? We was just the tools and the vehicle to make shit happen, to make the things work.
But you know what I'm saying? So we've never been included. It was never meant for us to be included.
Yeah, it was never
it's
meant
never
for
been,
you know,
it, was never, it wasn't never meant for us to be included. So
I'm telling
you know, for us to be gullible to think otherwise that we will someday be included without there being a, and let me say this and understand that I'm saying it's not promoting violence, but without there being solid, firm revolution, you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There's never been a firm revolution, you know what I'm saying, to change the issues that have taken place because slavery is still alive, as the brother Hassan Shabazz was just talking about. But the term in which I have mentioned a number of times of which slavery is being applied right now is death beyond it. And we need to pay attention to what is going on and what is killing us and what is keeping us enchanted in this daggone country that they call of the free and I just don't see where where that's going to change is we don't change. A brother, a beautiful brother, that a dear brother to you and I, Brother Azeem Majeed, I love his change. One of the things that he would say all the time is that there's no change without change. There is no change without change. And so the brother Hassan Shabazz just spoke, and he mentioned this, you know, in not in the same language, but he mentioned it. So inshallah, man, you know, people will start to wake up because the war is real, bro. If we sitting back getting swept up like ants. You see what I'm saying? Through a broom. So, you know, people better wake up and pay attention to what's going on because the enemy is pounding us. They're pounding us right now through our own self-destruction. That's one. Then two, through our own ignorance. That's two. And three, through our own gullibleness to believe that a system that was created to keep us under will someday give us relief. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, there's a lot that has to be changed and has to be effectively attended to in order for us to have some success. We've got like 17 minutes here. What point of emphasis would you really like to get the people to understand right now, Nadir? What point of emphasis, you know, do you want the people to understand that is important to bring about some type of resolve here?
A point of emphasis, the POA, the point of action. You know what I'm saying? Which we plan. There's no freedom over everything. We already have it basically kind of lined up because we realize this. You're doing time, you know, and this time got to be utilized when you're sitting here. You know, Malcolm X says, man, prison is like a university because you got time to think. And one of the problems is that a lot of brothers, they come behind these walls, as you know, you did 25, and they still living like they're in the street. So 25
That's
years
right.
you done did this time, you go right back out there, and you still doing the same thing you was doing. Before you left the streets, you're still the same person when you go back out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
The POA is this. Start now. Start now. Start attacking.
That's right.
Start attacking. Start attacking your ignorance. Start attacking the desires, you know what I'm saying, the lies within you. You know, start attacking every issue, whether it's family, you know, rekindling them old wounds, you know, that keeps you constantly in the club. Man, my father, and man, you know, the white man, you know, he always did this to me, so that's why I'm like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
We always crying about me, why, this and that. Take responsibility, you know what I'm saying, for yourself first. So what we need
that's
to do
right.
first, we need to start educating yourself first because you're
that's
no good
right.
to nobody if you're no good to yourself. Period.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So what we've done, freedom over everything, FOE, along with the co-founders, KD, you know, good brother, you know what I'm saying, Kevin Dickinson and Oliver Adams, you know what I'm saying, OJ, you know, they're my two book brothers, the vice president and the vice president, you know what I'm saying? We have put together these workshops. Now, we ain't getting paid to do nothing. The people only
right.
want to get us copies. We writing copies out with our own hand, going to pod. We got gang violence in this bitch. Excuse me. I'm kind of upset right now because I'm still doing time. So brothers
That's
and sisters
right.
out there, y'all feel my pain. I only know how to be but one way. I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? But I want y'all to feel this
That's
pain
right.
because every day y'all out there, and not saying y'all in particular, but the world, eating steak and lobster when we up in here eating meat rock and going through stuff and they lying to the public. Telling y'all that our diet is this and that. Nah, they killing brothers. Brothers dying of cancer. All types of stuff up in here, man. You know what I mean? We just recently had a brother just pass away of cancer. We had recently a brother who hung himself. My next door neighbor hung himself. Hung himself. Just a year ago. Hung yourself, and I was always encouraging, like, bro, your time coming, and he gave up, and he hung himself with a rope, man. They found him in the cell dead, man.
You know what I'm saying? This is the reality of what's going on. People behind the walls committing suicide. We just had ODs, all types of stuff is going on. The public don't know about it.
Right.
The psychological issues, the mental health things that's going on in here, it needs to be attacked. The FOE, Freedom Over Everything, we're boots on the ground. We out there. We out there amongst the gangs. We out there amongst the people, you know what I'm saying, who don't believe in administration because they felt like the administration turning back. You know what I'm saying? We out there. We working with them. We trying to bridge the gap. That's the reason why we pushing these workshops, because they're not giving us nothing, so we're going to have to give ourselves something. So once you learn something, give it away. Don't hold it to yourself, man. Give it away, because the same people that you giving away, when you die off, they're going to be the ones that's leaving your kids and the future and the family, the legacy. It's all about the legacy and what we put forth, creating generational wealth, creating a legacy of education and knowledge, you know what I'm saying, something that my mother never had. So I said, you know what, I'm going to college, and alhamdulillah, through the will and grace of Allah, man, I was able to get my college, my associate's degree last year in psychology and social work, because I want to be certified when I come out there certified. When I step already out the door, I'm already prepared. So everything is preparation, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to leave it off with the 5 P's. Proper planning for best poor performance. Stay ready so you won't have to get ready, man.
That's right.
And if
go ahead, bro.
If you don't mind, I want to read something, you know what I'm saying, that I wrote from my heart. And but this is the first time it's being read, you know what I'm saying, public.
Good.
It's part of my book, you know what I'm saying? And, it's called Distinguished, man. You want to hear it?
Can you
brothers and sisters want to hear it out there? Huh?
Can you read it? Can you read it in two minutes?
I can read it in 2 minutes. Listen, they vowed to stick the truth. They vowed to stick this through, but couldn't hold the weight until once we spoke the truth. Distinguished. Yes, in life we all did things that was a shame, but time made us reflect back to those who caused us pain. Why apologize if we've been tricked to believe that our truth is lies? Black people, do you realize we were being victimized? Listen, we didn't put the guns and drugs in the black community, liquor stores on each corner to separate divine unity, family dysfunction from their language, creating juvenile delinquency. We've been raped of our true identity. Black people, open up the doors of your mind and allow the truth of light to shine, because as long as we stay blind, we're sure to stay depending on welfare lines. I hate those who keep us oppressed. If you really want to point the unjust, then point the finger at those who get away with this mess. Crooked cops, lawyers, judges, politicians. This is all a part of the imperialism, capitalism, you know what I'm saying, and colonialism. Examples of deceptive institution. Remember our history? It was a crime to know how to read or write. But times has changed. Now we have the opportunity to utilize those means. But still, in most sides, that's all the same. Black people, teach. Preach, study, but most of all, be example to your peeps. So before you, maybe through these course of our rebuilding our foundation and the purification, our black males are being assassinated in incarceration and prison plantation. Crime is unjust. Senseless arrest. No witnesses. DNA don't match. Are the criminologists analyzing facts? You tell me. We all know what it's about. It's about us knowing the context of the deceptive glamour of life and sacrificing the fight and standing up for what is right. So before we criticize each other, please analyze your surroundings, man.
Yeah, that's real deep. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, man. I love you. I love you. Seek to be alive, man.
I love you too. I love you for the sake of that which you love me. Alhamdulillah. Let me just, be real straight and direct. People, this is my brother. This is my brother, my younger brother at that. And, I love him dearly. We walked together, we ate together, and we would even die together. We had to at that time. So, once again, may Allah continue to, give you grace and open your heart that you receive this ilm, this knowledge, and continue to do the work that you're doing. It's so odd. It's so yet odd but real. You know, the program that the brother's talking about, the programming that they're doing in there, believe it or not, there are so many brothers who have developed programs in the institutions that are right now keeping men alive. And the sad thing about it is there's no recognition. And they're not even looking for recognition. But, you know, when you come out into society and you have this experience and wisdom, and here it is, instead of the government establishing means to utilize these men and these women to get out here and make the betterment of the societies in which we come from and establishing institutions that will allow them to go out and flourish the community, they suppress them. See, and this is one of the problems that we have. You know, people are not standing up for the real fight. And as I always say, the battle itself must be won before the war against another can begin. Jay Sean, do we have anybody that would like to give a comment or a statement?
No, that was it.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Well, sitting here now with like 8 minutes. Sister Krista, is there anything that you like to, you know, express concerning the topic and conversation of the night?
You know, I am I'm an outsider looking in. You know, I always say for the prisoners, by the prisoners, right? I allow y'all to speak freely. I allow the men and women who have been formerly incarcerated or are incarcerated citizens to express themselves. And my heart goes out to you all. You know how I feel about you all. It's a sad situation. And I want more people who have never been incarcerated to open up their eyes to what's really going on and not turn a blind eye. If you are not part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. And if you're not, if you say,
like,
I've never been nothing, I've never done nothing lying. Wrong, and I've never did anything, you're still part of the problem. If you, even if you haven't
right.
done wrong, or if you've never been locked up, if you are not helping these men and women who are behind the walls or have been behind the walls, then you're still part of the problem. We have to be more proactive. We have to do this. Should have never happened. This should have never been allowed to happen had we been more proactive for our own people.
Absolutely. And you know,
yeah,
since
yeah, that's peace,
you know,
man.
I just, you know, in closing, Nadir, you got a minute, man. You got 60 seconds. Can you want to close and
yeah,
say
I,
anything?
Yeah, I just want to say this, man, that I love with the sister, we call her the queen of FOE, man. I just want to give you, you know, just a little accolades, man, because FOE wouldn't ever be, you know, brought into existence in society if it wasn't for you. So I thank you, you know, for your hard work and dedication, and the brothers and sisters is out there, yourself, Molly, good brother, man. Y'all, I love y'all so much. Y'all give me hope to give the other brothers back here hope. Y'all continue to keep putting the work that y'all doing. It's not going unheard. We know what you're doing, and we thank you so much for what you've been doing. And y'all keep up the good fight. You know, keep up the good fight, man. And, you know, I whatever y'all need from me, I'm here. Y'all know that. I love both of y'all, man.
Brother,
and tell everybody else I love you, too.
We love you too, but it's whatever you need from us, we here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we here.
Yeah.
But once again, for everyone who doesn't know, we are a family here. This is Community United Focus Cuffs and Freedom Over Everything, FOE, and we rocking. We rocking.
Rockin'.
And we telling everybody else, we letting everybody else know that this is how you succeed. This is coming together. You know what I'm saying? Do me and Krista have differences? Sometimes, sure we do. Do we have different ideas of how to go about things? Sure we do. But you know what we do? We sit down at the table and we sit down and formulate a plan that we can actualize everything that we both believe and put it in effect to bring about positive results. So, please, we are encouraging you. I want everybody to get a piece of information real quick. I want you to understand that black people in Virginia constitute 20% of state population residents, right? 20%, okay? So now, but in the jail population, we are 43%. In the prison population, we are 53%. 53% of prison population in the state of Virginia. In the jail, we 43%. So I want y'all, you know, when you start saying things like, you know, we doing well out here, yo, you know, there's opportunity out here, I want you to really think about those numbers. Because it's very deceptive to you to believe that black people are progressing in a state that was the first state of slavery and the last state of slavery, and to think that it's getting better when you see all of this gentrifying going on, when you see all of this growth throughout the nation, really, of the spread of homelessness, then you see now the great deal of gun violence that is taking place in our communities. Okay? This is not by coincidence. This is not by accident. And we need to stop being these walking dummies. Okay? Please. I mean, I'm pleading to you for the sake of my brothers and my sisters who are incarcerated. Please open your heart. Please open your eyes and pay attention, because we have to work together to resolve this issue. Okay? It's going to affect us all one way or another. Jay Sean? Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Jay Sean?
Hello?
Yeah. All right. We got like 1 minute here. Once again, we have a full week. Crystal, you want to tell the people who we got coming up next week?
Next week, we got Kevin Jones, Tasha White from Solidarity Compassion, Solidarity for VA. Have Brother Ed Sim.
Okay. And Sister Bakura, right?
Bakura and Brother Infinite.
And Brother Infinite. Okay. So, listen, please, everyone, remember to keep Allah God first in your life. Please pray for one another. But most importantly, pray for yourself, pray for one another, pray for your community, and, you know, pray for these brothers and sisters whose families are suffering, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this right here is serious. Serious. I can't think of no other word to really describe how a detriment the actions of over the weekend were. So, everyone, please pay attention. I want to thank the Pilgrims, Rick Pilgrim and Tamar Pilgrim, who were supposed to be guests tonight. I don't believe they came on because they didn't come in. But hopefully, inshallah, be it the will of Allah, we'll have them back soon to talk about black love and business. And I think we will have a very educational session that day. But listen. Everyone, you just heard it straight from two brothers, man, who are in there rocking hard, doing the right thing, and helping others to do the right thing. So let's support these brothers. Let's give them the fortitude to continue to go on and doing what they're doing, and let's make it all happen. You know, freedom over everything, community united, focus, cuffs. Thanks, you all. And real quick, everyone, July the 2nd, Saturday, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., 2517 Lafayette Boulevard. Come out to Norfolk. We are going to be out there. We're going to be rocking, and we're going to be rocking hard, and we're going to be approaching these issues and the issues concerning your community. Go ahead, sis.
One thing, can I say something, Molly, inshallah?
Go ahead, Al.
For anybody who want to cop, you know, the FOE T-shirts, they'll be coming soon. And I send a link to you out to be able to let anybody know, you know, where they can cop the T-shirts, because our thing is we want the T-shirts to be involved, you know, become a member, you know, and learn the literature and, you know, be involved in your community, man. And this is an organization, man, as well as CUPS, you know what I'm saying, as well as the organization. We're up under one umbrella, uniting as one, you know,
that's right.
One force, handling one business. And the job of that business is education and rehabilitation and approaching the issues.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all. I send y'all the link, and I got you, all right?
All right, brother. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, people, we are closing for the night. Sister Christy, you want to say good night to the people?
Good night, people.
And at that break, we're going to close out. Jay Sean, you want to say anything in closing?
Great show. You know what I mean? Everybody stay safe and stay blessed. Till next week.
Alhamdulillah. We're coming at y'all again. Point of Impact. Y'all know what it is. Point of Impact Podcast, POI, Prisons of Incarceration. Yo, let's all get up. Let's all stand up. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. But first, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.